What constitutes your word and my word is my bond statement. Integrity, the bottom line, is your word. What constitutes your word, you should ask. Why? Because if you are like most people, you babble all day, inside and outside. Homo sapiens lives through babbling. The evolutionary state humans are at is Homo sapiens. Not human being. Human being lives through being. Not available on the level of Homo sapiens. So our most important aspect, babbling, is our Achilles heel. And that we say more, much more than we are willing to commit to. If your word is your bond, you want to dissociate from words you don't want to commit to, and strengthen your relationship with words that you do. In the matter of integrity, the primary question is, what constitutes a person's word? I know I asked that above, but let's ask it again, okay? If most of that babbling, inside and out is not your word, then how are you going to have integrity? How are you going to have a self? How are you going to know who you are? Because word that is bonded with actions is who you are. I can feel your stomach churn. Yeah, it should. Because your word and your actions are not bonded. I once had a teacher who, whenever some word slipped out of her mouth that she didn't mean to commit to, she said in quiet, "Please cancel that in quiet." Or simply in quiet, "Cancel that in quiet." I wonder if she did it just for show, or she did that all day. Whether anyone heard what she said or not. My hunch is that she didn't. Judging from how her life went. You say things that you don't mean, and you never take back your word from the universe. Everything you say is a promise. And the universe, source, listens, and eventually decides that you are full of crap. And you get crap rained upon you. How do you do it? In my humble but accurate opinion, your main faux pas, sin is to desire. Desire to get. Then you turn it into a need. And then you live in the gap. No, scratch that. You live in the abyss between reality and your desire. And you honor your desire as who you should be, what you should do, what you should have. And of course you cannot have integrity, because you desire stuff that you have no intention to act upon, no commitment to do, be or have. No commitment. When I look at people, when I measure their starting point measurements, certain capacities, certain numbers show up at the same time. Integrity, commitment, and responsibility. Not the dutifulness you call responsibility, no, the ability to pull towards yourself what you can be responsible for. You see, for Homo sapiens everything is around their word. Integrity is. Commitment is. And responsibility certainly is. Responsibility is word. I say I can be responsible for this and for that. I take it upon myself. Recently I activated the sight capacity for a bunch of people. Honestly, I didn't see all the ways the capacity can affect people's life. I saw some waves, but only a tiny segment of what's possible. One of the things I didn't see is about responsibility. It seems that once a sight is active, when a person looks at their past incidents, for example, they can see what they can be responsible for the very first time in their lives. I witnessed this yesterday in one of the participants' partner call. And once they say, okay, I am responsible for that, and do it with every incident they can remember, they suddenly become available for the life they always wanted, a life they love and live it powerfully. All the talk about happiness, and joy, and self-love, and powerful in the world is horse poop. At best, and lying, deceiving, self or the other. All those are not available without integrity, commitment and responsibility. And to make matters even worse, even if I turn the sight capacity on for you, if you have no integrity, no commitment, you won't keep it on. If your attitude in life is holding out your hand, give me, eternal life, going to heaven, whatever happy horse poop people promise, you won't be even able to see that you could commit to doing a certain action in a certain way, and have the capacity on. Commitment, responsibility, and integrity are incompatible with your lying, cheating, thieving, entitled ways. So what can you do if you are this way, but you still would like to have a decent life, that you can love? If you still would like to love yourself? If you have that niggling inside that you could actually have that heaven on earth I talk about? And when you look at your life, you see what you see. Neediness, dutifulness, despair, hopelessness, a sense of being a victim. I recommend starting with your word. After all, that is where all went south. You create in your life with words, unconscious and unaware of the fact, that every word mattered, not only the ones that came with a fanfare. My favorite Hungarian poet, József Attila, had a huge desire he turned into a need. A desire for attention, for love, and then he lived in the abyss between what he considered his due and reality, and then killed himself. My mother, ditto. She never spoke it, but you could see if you had eyes how she went into her la-la land, and was rudely jerked back to what was, a husband she didn't love, sex she didn't enjoy, children who were a pain, a life she didn't love. It is not too late to go back and undo the damage. That is why the playground's promise is, it is never too late to have a happy childhood. Like my teacher who said in Quat, cancel that in Quat, you can go back to your early days where you invented what you should have, love, attention, fame, fortune, whatever, and cancel it. You may have to do it again and again, until you lose your attachment to what you said you should have but didn't, don't, and start over again. I had a strong and unrealistic attachment to being smart. Why? It doesn't matter. It was a concern. Everything was about being smart for me. And I was restless, unhappy, and to be frank, barely tolerable as a person. And then I lucked out. Really. I suddenly knew a bunch of millionaires who had money, and a lot of things, but what they didn't have is, they weren't smart. I guess you don't have to be smart. Maybe it's okay to not be smart. And I decided on a dramatic move. I decided that I'll embrace myself as stupid. God knows I did do stupid things. A lot. And a very few brilliant things. And thus I took the power out of that attachment, and eventually I became free, unconcerned whether I'm smart or stupid. And just started to do the things that needed to be done. And here I am teaching people who are a lot smarter than me. And life is working, my health is working, my business is working, my relationships are working. Who would have thought? So how do you find your main concern? The one that hobbles you? My hunch is that if you pay attention to your internal dialogue, the little voice, you can hear it. It has a whiny voice, and uses language that utilizes the words, have to, need to, want to, and should. I have to. I should have that. I need to. I only wanted to. Thousands of combinations and variation, all work as hobblers to keep you pining, and complaining, and ineffective, and out of touch with life. I teach a lot of this in my Amish Horse Training Method course. Given the new insights I have now, I am going to add another webinar, live, once there are enough people in the course. Go to step 2, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/Amish. You can get the course, 3 webinars, on the desktop computer and on my new mobile app. If you want to sign up to my mobile app, text your email address to 315-509-2888. You will get instructions with return text. I'll activate what you bought manually. You don't have to buy anything to get access. There is a ton of valuable material on the app. Isn't it time you faced your monsters, and disabled them, one by one?